This is Bonnie Sala with Reset. When Paul wrote to the Romans, he said that those who embrace Jesus in their lives become transformed. Have you noticed how very few transformations in nature are instantaneous? The growth of a flower bud into fruit is a process that takes time. Even a caterpillar inside its cocoon turns to goop before it's transformed. Meeting Jesus is often a catalyst for transformation, but it's rarely a one-stop shop to a new you. Angel was born into a Christian family, and most of the people in his life were professed Christians. There was no other cultural option for him as he grew up. Proximity to Jesus and even acceptance of him as a child didn't bring transformation in his life. Many of us know Christians who do not seem to be transformed by the gospel one bit. Paul says that transformation begins with the surrender of our bodies to God. If our minds are to be made new, we must accept that God's ideas are what must rule our lives. You can't be transformed by your own thoughts. Next, Paul says that as our minds are transformed, we will be able to test and approve what God's will is. Wondering why you don't feel transformed or you can't discern God's will? As the caterpillar gives itself, we must offer all of ourselves to God's process. Angel knew the right steps to take, but it wasn't until he surrendered his all to God that the renewing of his mind and true transformation began.
You've just heard Bonnie Sala with Reset. Reset your life by spending time with the truth and grace of God's Word today. For more resources like this, visit guidelines.org.